Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
KJ Show, WEEI, good Sunday to you. Thank you so much for being here. Summer's officially here, and boy, you can feel the heat already. Gosh, it's only June something. Strange how this NBA Finals is going. After game one, you're like, hey, now there's an interest in it. Game two, you're like, okay, that's going to be it. By the time you got to game five, you're like, oh gosh, someone just... Can someone like just pin my eyelids open to keep my interest in it? And then after what happened in game six, and what the NBA needs when you have two teams, you know, from the middle of your cornfields playing for an NBA title, you need a game seven. Because game seven usurps what you think of the size of the place, the market, or whatever. It's a winner-take-all game. You will watch that. After the very first game, you know, I said that I believe that Tyrese Halliburton is putting in an application for face of the NBA. If he does it again tonight, what he did in game one, he'll be able to be that face of the NBA until they are ready to roll out the Cooper flag machine. I think that's just what it is. Like, the reason why they haven't crowned the face of the NBA is because they just want Cooper flag to be decent. And then it'd just be an easy layup. It would be like male Caitlin Clark. It would be. I'm just saying what it is. Cooper Flagg is going to get people to watch the game who have no clue or even any interest in the NBA because you see it happening in the WNBA with Caitlin Clark. Now, David, you might have this with family members. I have a family member who, because they know of my job, always want to talk sports. I was like, bro, we're a couple of married guys. Like, can we talk about like things that we don't have in our life, like that cute women, stuff like that? That always wants to talk sports. You have family and friends like that. What do you think? You know what I mean, David?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I feel like I want to disconnect from the sports.
Yes, it doesn't always happen. Yes, you know, some people make the mistake and do that on the air. They're like, yeah, we're 75% not sports. That's not good. But sometimes you do want to disconnect, and so every time they talk, like, they're really adamant about talking to me about this NBA Finals. I'm like, there's nothing to talk about. But there is a Game 7. And if Tyrese Halliburton pulls another one of these daggers, which I think would make 16 of them, more than 6, because it means he would have done it against Milwaukee to clinch that series. Then he did it in Game 2 against Cleveland to pretty much put that series out of Cleveland's reach. Did it in game one against the Knicks, and then he did it in game one here against Oklahoma City. That's all in one playoff. Well, playoffs. Well, playoff. It's just one playoff, right? You get one champion. So if he does it in game seven tonight on the road, he will be the interim champion. He'd be like John Cena, like, okay, you know that somebody else is coming here in about a year, so I'm going to just hold the title until then. But Tyrese Halliburton does have a chance to be that face of the NBA, at least going into next year. at least. But he's got it. That's got to be something. Like here's what has to happen tonight. Please do not be scared to swallow your whistle when SGA has the ball in his hand. If you want to kill any goodwill for the NBA, have Oklahoma City taking 35 free throws tonight. If you're constantly blowing the whistle, there's nothing more boring than watching a team in a less desirable city. Like, you know, when they pan outside, you know, and they're celebrating outside in Oklahoma City. You see two tall buildings and no cranes. Like, damn, why don't we just play this game in the desert? You know, so you know, the energy. Even when Toronto won their championship, it was like, you know, like Toronto's pop. If you put Toronto in America, Toronto's like the fourth largest city in the country. It's like, it's going to be bigger than San Francisco. Like, all of Toronto showed up. Okay, there's energy there. All of Oklahoma City showing up, there's probably more people riding 128 tomorrow morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. There'll probably be more cars on 128 than there are people in Oklahoma City. So, yeah, like, there has to be something exciting with tonight. By it being a game seven, it's a conversation. And look, some of the numbers that came out for the NBA Finals, like game two was the lowest watched NBA Finals game since 2020. COVID year, right? Like the gym class heroes, what I call the gym class heroes cup. That's all it was just gym class. Game three, game four, game five, all of them, those numbers, they were going down. And they were showing up as the worst number outside of 2020. Only thing that could save it, because people are wondering about like the brand of the NBA. Is it going stale? The influence of, you know, the European player. This is why I say you bring in a nice American kid, you can get the money moving again. That's why I said it's, you're just really waiting for Cooper Flagg to develop. You keep him in Dallas because now you've got him in a top seven market. He's in a large market. He can own the entire state of Texas in terms of like, yeah, the Cowboys, like they're he would be the star of Texas sports. It just would be. And from there, you have a test safe base to then be able to take it to the national, right? They'll be able to do some neat little commercials with Cooper Flagg and some cowboy boots doing the dance exactly right. Be like, oh, that boy got some rhythm. He got boots on the ground and stuff. Yeah, it's coming. Like I said, the KJ show sees the before of the before. So I'll tell you what. I've got to tie two shoelaces together that are going to have you seething angry. It ties to LeBron James and what the Red Sox aren't going to do. So I'm going to tie the two next. So I'm going to get into the LeBron conversation a little bit, but I'm also going to tie it to what the Red Sox future looks like here just in a couple of weeks. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. It's the KJ Show. Happy beginning of summer. But now it's time to trend with David Azar.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
Oh, God. KJ Show, WEEI. Good Sunday to you. Welcome to summer. Just heard me talking about the NBA Finals, and here's LeBron once again during the NBA Finals talking about him when he's nowhere near the game. Look, we're going to look back one day and we realize that LeBron James talked more about LeBron James during the playoffs than seeing LeBron James actually competing for an NBA championship. I'm going to tie all this to the Red Sox here because you might see where this is potentially going. Look, LeBron is catching all these strays because you attempted to purchase the best ingredients. If you missed any of the KJ show, the Odyssey app is free. And I talked about, like, you can't, if you're putting out money, you can't expect to go buy generic things. Look, and still got tossed like a salad when things didn't come together. LeBron, like, this is, we've seen this at least three or four times. How many incarnations ago was him and Kyrie teaming up? Like, how many different ones has it been since then? But the trick with LeBron through all of this was trying to find a fall guy if it didn't work out. So, of course, here we remember, because what the Celtics did to LeBron had him run to Miami. Like, he ran to Miami because of what the Celtics did to him. Paul Pierce is exactly right. The Celtics do not get the credit they deserve for the malcontent that LeBron James is, right? Let's just say that LeBron James gets Cleveland back to the NBA Finals again through the Celtics in either 08 or in 10, and he doesn't leave Cleveland. What did he do? I want what they got. But he needed a fall guy, right? So when you go down to Miami, you really are going down there as the number two. That's Dwayne Wade's team. So you go down there to kind of tuck your shoulders in, but the humility is gone the day you step on the stage. Not two, not three, not four, not five. Meanwhile, you're looking at Chris Bosh. If this goes wrong, it's going to be your fault. You even went and got Ray Allen to make a key corner three to save your behind. You were still reaching into the Celtics' pocket. And think about it. Kyrie hit a winning shot for you to win it in Cleveland. And your best work was during COVID in the gym. Or the block. Okay, I give you the block against, you know, Iguodala. That's an impressive play there. But really, LeBron solo, because Anthony Davis fall guy. The championship in the gym is the most impressive one. You know, where I live in Waltham, like, there used to be this Aston Martin dealership right around the corner from me. If you're familiar with the area, it's moved. But Aston Martin is one of the best cars in the world. And don't get me wrong, LeBron James is one of the best players, vehicles in this game of basketball in the world. It's just right now he's putting 1999 oil changes in the car and using 87 gas in the Aston Martin. And that's why you're seeing all these knocks and pings and these incomplete trips. We're having a conversation about ring culture now. You should be talking about, like, huh, this is what we need to... can we get a little Rocky Balboa? Like, have you even seen any video of, like, Luka and LeBron working out together in the gym? Have you seen that video yet? Exactly. When the games of this NBA Finals really need attention to drive interest, LeBron is talking about a lack of my rings. I mean, compare it to someone who's really the GOAT, Tom Brady. Between 04 and 18, 15 years. Brady missed the Pro Bowl twice. 06, yeah, because of Vince Young fever. And, of course, 08, the injury. Won four championships. LeBron has been an all-star the last 20 years in a row. Only his rookie season was he not an all-star, has won four championships. I'm going to be biased here when I say who has a little bit more GOAT status, but who's the guy that did it with no superstars over 15 years, or who's the guy who could only do it four times, getting superstars over 20 years? So let me tie this bow to the Red Sox. And this might make your mouth go, oh, snap, KJ, I did not think of this. In September of 2024, this according to ESPN, Adam Silver stated that the NBA would be having discussions about a potential expansion of the league sometime during the 24-25 season. This is where we are now. The potential that these expansion teams may begin play is the 27-28 season. How does this tie to the Red Sox? Whose names have been popping up the most when it comes to getting a team in Las Vegas? Fenway Sports Group. Who is a member of Fenway Sports Group, even though they have a minority stake in it? Yes, you filled in the answer. Mr. Malcontent, Aston Martin with the 1999 oil change and 87 gas, LeBron James. So if FSG is going to be in the mix for this investment in Vegas, nothing says let's get ready more than finding a team to eat $250 million worth of money of a contract to clear money off your books. You also are selling a stake in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Liverpool has stayed on the books. And with Liverpool's success comes many demands. Oh, Liverpool just got a knock on the door. Yeah, KJ's going into his EPL bag here, ladies and gentlemen. Premier League has just let them know, like, hey, because of all these European tournaments, this team is going to be in five of them. Your Premier League games can be changed almost on a moment's notice. I don't know if you know the land of the Great Kingdom, but, you know, Liverpool to Crystal Palace isn't exactly a drive that you get there in 2 minutes. we suddenly got to drive, fly to Gatwick suddenly. A lot of moving pieces, and if anybody's got $6 billion, Liverpool can be yours. So LeBron James complaining about his ring culture during the NBA Finals could be, watch this, a front to start getting things prepared for the bid for the Las Vegas team, 27-28 that would be playing, where Adam Silver last September said, the conversations and discussions are going on now. We just don't know the level of them. So when you're the Red Sox and you get rid of your one-star player, watch this. Alex Bregman may not come back next year. That frees up 40 a year. You may be preparing yourself. Because I think another giveaway would be watch episode 4 of 27 Games at a Time if Breslow doesn't make a real move at the trade deadline of a real player you've got to shell cash for. To me, KJ, what proof do you have? This is a creative show. This is jazz, okay? Could you be preparing yourself overall to get ready to buy an NBA team in Las Vegas with LeBron at the face? Like, tell me that would not make you red in the face. I can't get red in the face. Would that not make you red in the face to know that your Red Sox are not being funded to help LeBron's dream? Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. You look at the Red Sox team and you say, man, there's no superstars here. And this is, I always tell people, like, if the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and Dodgers were all bad in a year, you would see major, major financial declines in terms of revenue. When I say major, I'm not talking about like 30%. I'm talking about like 5-7%, where you go like, what are these teams? They've got these are the people that hold up your stools. This is the bar stool legs. The Red Sox have been able to be they've been the wobbly one, right? The Cubs are like, hey, you know what? It is what it is. People are going to show it's a bigger tourist destination than even Fenway. But here, you can't be the city of champions and then have a wobbly baseball team leg. You beat the curse. Now it's like, hey, we still want to beat the good one and start a new one either. So you've heard some people say, what if John Henry just sells the team? I was thinking like, well, how much? What are you thinking? Give me a ballpark figure. Everybody's got a price. But also the price on the other side of it could be getting this team, this ownership group, ready for this run at owning an NBA franchise. I just call it what it is. NBA is number two in America in terms of sports. Baseball would be three right now. One time baseball was one, and football was a near second. Now football is a very far away one. Basketball is a pretty far away two. Then baseball. So I'll just put on my owner's hat because I'm playing both sides of the aisle here. Would I try to invest in something that I know is going to give a great return? I mean, the Lakers just went for $10 billion. The Celtics went for $6 billion. If I buy a Vegas team now and that team sells in 15, 20 years to our trust, the number's going to be around $12 to $15 billion if you sell it. If I sell the Red Sox right now, do you think that's going to be an increasing valued team? Probably not, unless I stack it the way the Dodgers do. So if you're this Red Sox fan who's looking at what the Dodgers are doing, he's like, why can't you do what the Dodgers are doing? It's a totally different game with the Dodgers. And even the Dodgers, because of some of the social things that are going on right now in America and the world, the Dodgers are kind of at an uh-oh moment because, you know, there's a group of people that have religiously supported the Dodgers, and now they're kind of like, ah, Dodgers just wrote a check for $1 million. Yeah, Red Sox don't have issues that way, but the Red Sox, yes, they move the New England needle, right? Like, the great thing about the Red Sox is it connects Maine, it connects Vermont and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and the smart part of Connecticut. You know, it connects all of that. But owners are thinking, like, how do I get all those people in one building at one time and spend at least $400 during their trip? Basketball, you could do it easy. Vegas. So potentially, why money is not being spent on the Red Sox could be the big play for this NBA franchise in Vegas. And that's really tough to think about. Now, the other side of it is, did not John Henry provide some championships here? Like, is it not? But, yeah. Yeah. I know some people are like, sell the team, sell it. I'd probably think the Reds, that's crazy. I think if you sold the Red Sox, maybe you get $4 or $5 billion for it. Maybe about $5 billion. That probably what someone would give up for. But if you just saw that the Celtics went for $6 billion, Lakers went for $10 billion, the idea is go get one of these franchises, these new franchises, and let it grow for 10 or 15 years. And then if you decide to sell even if you sell your 50% stake in a team that might get a valuation of $8 billion at the time, you walk away with $4 billion. And you might even still have some type of say of what goes on. That's what's tough, right? It's baseball is, Brad Froh has to think baseball isn't boring. It's not that, but if you have to call it baseball isn't boring, that means it's somewhere in the conversation people are saying it's boring. It's not, it's just, it's aged, and it's not necessarily aging well. And if you missed any of the show, in the first hour I talked about, like, if the Red Sox are going for American stars to be its face, it would be a brilliant move, because it will then generate at another level than what has pervaded over the course of the league over the years, right? Like, its biggest star has an interpreter in jail. In jail. But if you're John Henry in the FSG group, you're looking at where's the growth opportunity, right? This is just from a business perspective. Like, I know, KJ, where the fans call in to tell, well, KJ, fans call into radio stations to talk about how they feel about ownership. We don't want to hear what you think of what the Kings do. But I don't know if the Red Sox will ever do that deal. Like, even going back to the Soto deal, right? Like, by letting Devers go almost tells me that maybe they really weren't in on the Soto deal, right? As long as you don't see receipts and paperwork, you can always keep your name in that mix. Because if you were told, we have no interest in going after Juan Soto, oh boy, you thought it was kind of crazy at Winterfest a couple years ago. Oh my gosh. But not only did you say, go, Rafi, but you found a team to eat all of his salary. So you're like, hey, I mean, great business move. You don't have to pay anything else anymore. Why would you pay anybody new anything more? Maybe that's why you did not see another superstar come through the door. Because you're not really trying to spend with this team like that anymore. Tough to think that that's the case. I know it sounds somber, but it kind of makes a little bit of sense to me. That if Adam Silver said that this is the season, 24-25, that they're going to start having the discussions about who's franchise cities that are going to be considered for, and if we come to an agreement, 27-28 is when they start playing, what, 2 years from now, you start getting everything in a row right now ready for your bid. And I don't want to say the uninformed, but it's kind of my job to be a little more informed other than just the score. But it's like, hey, you get rid of Rafi and John Henry. Think about John. Did John Henry ever meet with these other guys that were discontents in the past? Or do you get on that plane thinking, hey, if I don't like this body language, because I'm thinking Rafi was there with an interpreter. I'm watching his body language. If I don't like this body language, and I know that, hey, there are conversations going on about what the NBA is going to do with the franchise. I might be able to offload my biggest financial headache here in the U.S. Now with Liverpool, I think the big difference with that, this is back in the EPL bag, is when a team gets that good and its valuation gets that high, its valuation is about 1.9 billion pounds, so somewhere around just over $2 billion. So that team is going to have to go for about six if you're getting a three times multiple. There's no such thing as a one times multiple, three times multiple. You're now getting into, all right, who's just going to drop $6 billion? They're probably down in their little southeast quadrant south of England in the Middle East. And Liverpool is designed a bit differently. So you know, if you know you don't know how you're going to get rid of that, you have to make moves in other places. And I think the Red Sox is that template of where things are getting touched. Rafael Devers getting gone and nothing coming back immediately tells me nothing is coming at the trade deadline, folks. Nothing. Nothing of huge value. Nothing. I'm just saying get ready for it. Because if I'm looking at behind the scenes, like what might be going on behind the curtain, if you know that you're about to make a bid for an NBA franchise here in a couple of years, maybe towards the end of this year or a year from now at this time, would you bring on a guy that's got a $300 million contract or $250 million left on their deal and still trying to figure out how to get rid of some other deals like Trevor Story, Yoshida? You're trying to figure out how to move those guys. You're like, Athletics, will you take them? Don't be surprised. Athletics is probably like, we don't have that much money. You know, we pay in coins. So maybe I'm just here to prepare you. Some of you may know. But I'm just here to prepare you. Probably don't expect anything to come back at the trade deadline because LeBron and FSG and these guys are finding a way, and even the Pittsburgh Penguins for sale, are all leading to potentially a bigger picture. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Let's go to Tim and Lowell. Tim, thanks for calling the KJ Show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, KJ. Just to weigh in here on the Red Sox, long-time Red Sox fan. I disagree with you. I think Rob Bradford has got it right. I think the money was a factor, but I think it was secondary. I think primarily what they wanted to do is get rid of the infection that he had turned into in the clubhouse, and especially when he's having a bad influence on the younger players that are just coming up. I mean, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I blame Alex Cora for the way Rafael Devers turned out. From the minute he took over 2018, we all know what a great job he did then. He did great. But he spoiled Rafael Devers like a spoiled child. And you know what? And most spoiled children, when you finally say no to them, they don't react too well, and that's what happened with Devers. He just stamped his feet and held his breath. He didn't like the idea that they took third base away from him, which they rightfully did. He just became a bad infection in the clubhouse, KJ.
Tim, thanks so much for the call. Have a great Sunday. Yeah, money is always primary. Money is never secondary Never secondary. Bad marriage, rich guy. It's amazing. They've stayed together 40 years. The marriage ain't primary, buddy. The money is. Money is always primary. Secondary is an excuse to pull off the primary. Right? Because if Rafael Devers was a likable guy, he just probably buys himself maybe another year or two in this philosophy that this is why piece of the Penguins are for sale. This is why you get rid of $250 million in salary. This is why nobody comes back through the door that has even comparable salary to Devers. Because Adam Silver just said, hey, this is the season we're going to discuss what's going on in terms of the expansion. And John Henry and the FSG group, which LeBron James has a percentage in, I think it's, I don't even quote the number. I don't even go there. But he does have a percentage. That they may be the ones that's going to help LeBron get the Las Vegas team. Carlos calling from New York City. Okay, I'll try. I won't make any South Bronx jokes or, you know, death at Pelham Bay before you smell everything. But thanks so much for calling WEEI.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, Carlos.
Dude, I am feeling like so many freaking emotions right now. I am so tight with this freaking franchise, okay? Mm. You know, when you break up with a woman, you tell her, hey, baby, you know, it's not you, it's me. That's what Mark Henry, the owner, needs to tell all his players. It's not you, it's me. Mm. He did it with John Lester. He did it with Mookie Betts. He did it with Xander Bogaerts. If you go back to 2004, he played around with Pedro Martinez. They expect everybody to be like Ortiz, who's going to, you know, complain about his contract. But, you know, he's going to come back. They want him to be like Pedroia, who took a $15 million, you know, contract extension, which he was being criticized because, he took a low ball. They want everybody to take a low ball stuff. This is ownership. I am so freaking frustrated. I am glad that Devers was like, you know what? I'm not going to let you play with me. You want me, you know, Alex Cora is like, I want people who could play multiple positions. Listen, if you would have dealt with the guy straight up, first, you know, you talk about we're going to bring in Bregman. Bregman's like, hey, you know what, I'll play second base. So Devers like, okay, you know what, this is good. I'm playing third base, he could play second base. When they knew from the jump street that they wanted to put him at third base, just have the conversation with the guy. No, they go and they mess things up. You want to throw in Greg Breslow? You know, I got to give the guy kudos that, you know, it's not easy for a man to say, hey, I messed this up. So I got to give him kudos for that. But behind the scenes, he's the mouthpiece of ownership. Sam Kennedy with his BS every season, he says the same thing. Oh, we believe in this team. We believe in this team. They believe in themselves. And we know where we end up? In last place.
Carlos, thanks so much for the call. Enjoy yourself in the Bronx. Enjoy those beautiful smells of the BQE. Cross Bronx Expressway. Yeah, look, it's interesting the two names that he gave in terms of legacy Red Sox, Pedroia and Poppy. You'd almost say, you know, Poppy kind of compromised in his personal life. Need we go back to the white Lexus? Some things catch up with you. Pedroia, I think one of the things that stick out with people is how you don't get into the middle of the brawl or you don't respond the way you did when a player gets plunked. And you're like, hey, that's, I have nothing to do with it. You're like, what? But again, money is always primary. Feelings are secondary. Primary. So if John Henry is, because he's peeling things off in his other, why? So, okay, looking to sell a piece of the Penguins. Always interested in hearing what you have to say about Liverpool. Not going to move a player on the Red Sox? Like, it doesn't compute. And I think that's just where we are. And again, I do believe it's to prepare for a bid that's probably going to have to come in somewhere around $4 to $5 billion for an NBA franchise in Las Vegas. It's just what it is. All right. It's the first day of summer. And so next we play How High on the KJ Show here on WEEI. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday here.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Turn it up, David, turn it up. KJ Show. WEEI.
Good Sunday to you. It's summertime. Here's the proof.
Yeah.
That fun can be had this early on a Sunday. Let that roll a little. That's gangsta right there. Yeah. 02119's finest. Ed OG2, Guru 1. You know, it's interesting we were talking, David, about John Henry maybe looking to peel off different pieces of financial things to be able to get a nice sizable bid if he's involved in this Vegas NBA team. And you mentioned something pretty interesting that made me think of something. What was it that you told me off of the air?
Oh, yeah. So I was talking about the A's potentially moving to Vegas as well. Right. So you'll have all four major sports move to Vegas in the span of, what, 15, 20 years?
Yeah, well, here's the other part of it. And this is if you know a bit of kind of financial demographics. This is stuff that I do during the week. Vegas is one of those areas where it has a high wage worker area, meaning that you don't have to charge as much for the employees, right? So let's use, for example, for the A's. The A's are going to offer up parking, but do you think it's going to be outdoor parking in Vegas? No. So you're going to be able to have parking that's indoor, all these other amenities that's going to be very highbrow, very high-end, with people on lower end working those jobs. So a person could work a casino for 8 hours, then go work a football game or a baseball game for 4 hours. That's how they piece their economy together. So when gambling disappears or people stop going to casinos, that's when Vegas really gets hit. But when you start having these sports events there year-round, now you have that low worker wage pool that can really feed into that, right? So, I mean, think about what, I mean, come on, you're not going to get cheated on a wage here in Massachusetts. They will take you out to the docks with that one. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. All right, we're a minute away from how high, because after all, it's the start of summer, and how high can you get? All right, one text, and then we'll get into it.
All right, so this text comes in from the 617. Do you want Ronald Acuña Jr. from the Braves?
So here's what's not crazy about that. Like, if you're going to bring a name, I think Acuña is a declining name off of the injuries. Like, there's more downhill than there is uphill successes from him. He's got a favorable number. He's got a name. But I would ask, like, who do you get rid of in the outfield for him? I don't necessarily see it. Like, unless you could teach him how to play first. So, look, Acuña, not a bad way to kind of tickle the fancy of the fans. It's a name. But it would be no different than, like, when Hanley Ramirez came here. He's like, it was a name, but you didn't get the production. And that would be my concern. All right, before we get to Christian Arcan, let's get to it, David.
Right?
Yeah, right. Baby.
Take the test, huh? Get high scores.
Well, highs mean the low. How are the highs, man?
That's what I'm saying, yo.
Yes. How high? Do I really believe it? It's believable, or it's absolutely crap. You can also chip in, if you like, at the text line at 617-779-7937. All right, David, what do we have in front of us first?
All right, so first off, we have Craig Breslow to secure a recent all-star arm or bat at the trade deadline.
Oh, what is this crap? Jeez, no, absolutely no. No way. Like I just said, this, if he can save money, I think the arms he already has, it's great. There's even an option on Giolito that if he goes X amount of innings, I think there's an escalator in terms of paying him, but it wouldn't be more than like 19 a year. All right, next.
The Patriots to win 11 games.
Oh, yeah, light it up. Yeah, baby. Look, the way the schedule lays out for the Patriots, when you've got teams like the Panthers on the schedule, there's a real chance to get there. Even the game against Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers, I think because it's an early game, the Steelers may be better later, but Aaron Rodgers, I think, won't be able to figure things out right away, and he doesn't have the best of an offensive line. I like Vrabel in that early matchup, and that's one of those games that you would say the difference between being a 9-win team and getting to an 11-win team. All right, next.
Alex Bregman decides to go back to free agency at the end of this season.
Fly it up! Yeah, look, because of all this mess, and if you're seeing that this organization is not going to pay long term, why would you do a month to month when you can go get a mortgage from some other team that wants to pay you? I think he comes back, shows and proves, and takes his chances out on. God, the Yankees need a third baseman. That would be absolutely ugly. All right, next.
John Henry and LeBron James will be part of the group that gets an expansion NBA team within the next year.
Oh, yeah. Fired it up and passed it around right there. Yeah, look, that's what I just talked about. Like, this is maybe why some of these salaries are being peeled, why you're not making an effort to go get a big player, why you don't even really make an effort to get Juan Soto, because I don't ever think that Juan Soto was really in the mix. I really believe that that's what's going on. Next.
Rafael Devers will be the starting first baseman for the Giants in the MLB playoffs.
You know what's crazy? Past that, yeah, I think that's about to happen. I think he's got something to prove to himself, at least for now, to be able to keep the rest of his money. Because if they're willing to eat all of his money, that means they're also willing to spit it out if they don't like it in a couple of years in San Francisco. So Rafi is really, he's really under the microscope right now. All right, a couple more and then we'll get out of here.
All right, when Boston Calling comes back after taking a year off, it's going to return as a huge country music festival.
Yeah, they're taking a gap year, going off to the Europe maybe to discover themselves. But I believe it just a little bit, not super high. Yeah, just a little bit, because country music is what brings people out. And I think there you might see more country stages. You just don't do it right away next year. But I think that might be the conversation. Everybody's moving to Nashville for a reason. All right, another one. Let's get one from the text line here.
Yeah, this one comes from the 617. Trade Jaylen Brown this year before he loses value when Tatum returns.
Oh, no. Yeah, because if you get rid of him and the team is bad and then Tatum still has to recover, now you have Tatum recovering with a bad team. Like, you keep him and then see what happens after this year. All right, we'll squeeze one more in.
All right, Bonnie Blue will play the role of Karen Reed in a made-for-Brazzers film about the trial.
Oh, hell yeah! She would just have to dye her hair. And that is How High and the KJ Show. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday. Arcand is next. See ya!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.